أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون صدق الله العظيم. After very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us a glimpse of the day of Qiyamah, the shaking of the earth, the mountains crumbling and becoming dust and flying. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that the two things, two ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us in this world, one is honor, dignity, position, post, and the other is this material world. There should not be excessive love for it. One should not get obsessed with it to such a degree that one forgets one's commandments, one's obligations to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us straight into the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about us, ourselves, insan, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the groupings of mankind, and Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, and O insan, you will become of three groups. What are these three groups? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, very briefly, Allah Rabbul Izzat explains and speaks about them. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ Ma ashabul maymana, the people on the right side. How excellent are the people on the right side? Or what can explain to you who are the people on the right side? Wa ashabul mashama, ma ashabul mashama, the people on the left side. And how evil or how bad are the people on the left side? Or we can also translate it, what will explain to you who are the people on the left side? Now these are the two groups. The third one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. But let us understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these three groupings in other parts of the Qur'an al-Kareem also. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us the ultimate, that is on the day of Qiyamah. But in this ayat, in Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the practicality of it, that how it happens on the surface of this earth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent us all the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made many ways in which we can become acquainted with the rules and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby understanding our obligations to Allah, understanding what is right and understanding what is wrong. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one group, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ, that in this world they fall short, they have transgressed and oppressed their own selves. How? By falling short in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they did not care to complete all the obligations that were due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think at these times when we speak about these groups, each one of us know our own condition, we know our own state, and we can very easily find the category in which we are in. That this group will not fulfill all the obligations to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Obligations will mean the farz namazes, for example, our Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, not only of the month of Ramadan, but throughout the entire year, how are we doing with regards to these obligations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has compelled us with? Are we performing it on time? Are we delaying it? Are we making qadha? Are we not performing it at all? So that is one obligation amongst the others. The others will be like our roza, our fasting, our zakat, and all the other obligations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made farz, or Allah has made wajib upon us. That is one aspect of the ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ, those who have transgressed themselves. Then on the other side, there are the prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many things haram upon us. Do we abide by that? Are we keeping away from that? Or are we persisting? We know the answers ourselves. We search within ourselves. If we fall into this category, then obviously we have to make tawbah. We have to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make amends. Then فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. Muqtasid is a person that is on the middle path, mediocre, a person who fulfills all the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, all the obligations, and he keeps away from all the nawahi, from all the prohibitions. And then he does not go further than that. More than what Allah Rabbul Izzat has made farz upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also sent down the mustahabbat, those things that are mustahab, those things that are good for us to do, praiseworthy for us to do. They keep away from that. They keep away from the haram. But again, there are other things like what is regarded as makruh in the shariat. They persist on those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them as فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. And then the last group, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. They are those who are the forerunners to khairat, to good, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is that group, that not only do they fulfill the fara'is and the sunnati muakkada and the wajibat, but they go further than that. They will engage in nafil ibadat. If you take the example of namaz, they will read nafil namazes, whether it is ishraq, or whether it is chas, whether it is tahajjud or wabin, or any other nafil salat. They do more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for them, what our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown them. And they try to fulfill all whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had showed them as being praiseworthy, as mustahab, etc. As far as the haram is concerned, they keep away from that which is haram. They keep away from those things that Allah has made haram upon them. But together with that, they keep away from the things that are regarded as makruh in the deen. And today, this is the difficulty that we are going through, that we say it is only makruh, so we can carry on. We say it is only mustahab, that is why we don't need to do it. And today we've reached the stage that a person will say, Taraweeh sunnat, so it's not farz, so we don't have to read it. Now, what is the Quran telling us? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? That we're supposed to be foremost in fulfilling the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here we have ourselves on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Then the people on the right. The people on the right, who are these people on the right? The ulama have, from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deduced certain people that were always on the right. One was, they had come down from the right hand side of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the back of Adam alayhi salatu was salam had placed all of mankind, some were on the right and others were on the left. Secondly, they came into the alame arwah before the creation of all mankind, the realm of the arwah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed some on the right hand side and Allah had placed some on the left hand side. So even there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed them on the right hand side. They came onto this earth, they had practiced, they had tried their best, they fulfilled all the obligations to Allah, they fulfilled whatever Allah had commanded them to do, they kept away from all the prohibitions, whatever was haram, and now comes the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the book of deeds in their right hand. They are the people on the right side. And then the last is, they will be on the right hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows here that they had tried the whole life to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ashabul mash'ama, and the people on the left, again, they were those from the left hand side of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In the alam-e-arwah, they were on the left hand side. They came onto this earth, They fell short of fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels, recording angels recorded, and then on the day of Qiyamah, they were given the book of deeds on the left, and hence they will be on the left hand side of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Mi'raj, we will find our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about in the first heaven, when he went, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was there, there were certain arwah on the right hand side, certain arwah on the left. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam looked on the right hand side, he smiled. When he looked on the left hand side, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam frowned. And one hadith from the right hand side was a very beautiful smell, on the left hand side was a stench. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, what is this? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam responded that those on the right hand side are the souls who pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will enter Jannah. Those on the left hand side were those who displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are destined for the fire of Jahannam. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us straight to the three groupings. Allah doesn't speak about what is happening in this dunya. In other ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about it. So now when we read this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the goal in front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting our target in front of us. Who do we want to be? From amongst which groups do we want to be? Allah Rabbul Izzat has left that to us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.